the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. It's frightening.
Listen in.
Oh, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win. Maddie, Megan, Creepo. What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Oh, good morning, team. Welcome to the first day of summer.
Hey. It really looks like it.
It hasn't felt like it the last few days, but who knows what the future might hold.
December is here. I love that we're in December because it means the year is almost over, which makes me very happy.
Yeah, it's going to be good to have a break, to recharge, refresh. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely. How was your night, guys?
Very good.
Yeah, just chilled.
Anything exciting, Meg?
I went shopping yesterday and spent a little bit too much money.
Did you get cash, some presents?
Or no, for me.
Oh, the bargain queen. Yeah. Meg's telling me on the way to work that she got $900 worth of clothes for $140.
Oh, that's a really good deal.
Good time.
Vibing. What'd you get? What'd you get?
Do you know what? Really weird, right? I tried to wax the inside, of my nose to get rid of my nose hairs yesterday.
Yeah.
I've never done it before.
Neither have I.
I did one, and it was so painful, I left the other.
You chickened out.
Well, I feel like on one side, I've ripped the skin off from the inside of my nose. So if you see me, playing with my nose today.
That's why.
That's why.
There's a bit of skin
never again. Like, it's just, who knew that such a small little hair in that area would cause so much pain?
What was your hair removal technique
it's
in
like
there?
This, so you get, this little stick. Right,
yeah,
and you put the wax on the end, you stick it up, and then you've got to pull it out.
Oh,
it's not fun.
I meant, what were you doing before that? Like, how have you gotten rid of the little fly legs before?
Oh, well, I just usually pluck the ones that come out of the nostril, but I was like, I'm sick of it.
Yeah,
get out
all in one go.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and do the other one today because look, I can't be walking around with one side done.
I don't think anyone's really taking that much notice though, to be completely honest.
Thanks, Meg.
There you go.
I just get the razor. And just
the inside of your nose.
Yeah, just do the little around the edge. You get rid of them.
Well, that sounds like Russian roulette with your nose. Jess, good morning. Do you have to wax your nose sometimes? Have you ever done that?
No, I've never had to. No.
Do chicks have to do it?
I think it's a guy thing where you get the little insect legs hanging out.
Worst comes to worst, manicure scissors and a bit of a trim. That's it.
Or a tweezer and just
It's very painful area to tweeze, to pluck a hair.
Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
Do you have to do yours?
Just get one of those things where you shove it up into the nose cavity and it goes vroom, cuts it all off.
Oh, yeah, true. I don't have one
That'd
of
be
those.
Painful.
Wick and easy.
It's its own special tool, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, the shaver shop. You go to the shaver shop and they have that, it looks like a buzzer, like a razor, but it's got that little circular round attachment.
Yeah.
That's it, I think.
See, when I see that, I've seen it advertised or whatever, and then you go, but that's for, men with the old koala ears, when you get to a certain age. And I think, I'm not ready for that yet.
Guys have their own set of issues when you get older. Who wants hairy ears and, a hairy nose? Not me.
Definitely. Anyway. Let's move on, shall we? Lads vs. Lasses up next. This is, of course, our ultimate battle of the sexes. Guys on 84, lasses on 94. Come on, men. We need to do a bit better this week. The prize today, though, oh, my God. We are kicking off summer in the right way. A family pass to Raging Waters Sydney. This is that ultimate water park down there. Slide into Raging Waters Sydney. Tickets and season passes at ragingwaterssydney.com.au. 13:10:09. If you want to, first of all, get a point on the board for the better sex.
That's the important part.
Absolutely. But secondly, the winner taking away that family pass to Raging Waters.
It's worth almost $200.
Mm. Yeah, amazing. Get involved if you want to win that. And more importantly, win the Lads vs. Lasses.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, it's our ultimate battle of the sexes, lads on 84, lasses on 94, and only not much time left to, you know, claw back as many points as we can, but of course, it may all be to play for with triple points on the last
show.
It was
double points yesterday, we're making triple points.
I think that's what we said, I can't quite remember, something along those lines.
Let's not get bogged down, we're going to win.
On the details, all about the details, people get very wound up in them. I'm not that kind of person, you know. Let's meet our contestants, shall we?
Yeah, first up today, guys, is Ben from Macquarie Hills. He's a form worker. He's a surfer. Big weekend at the races and he's got two housewarming parties in the same day. That is a great day. Ben, good morning.
Morning, how are we?
Yeah, going well, mate. Geez, big weekend ahead for you. Races, two housewarmings. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, not really. It's all
going to
be in one day.
Starts
at 9 a.m. and then it goes on.
Mate.
You'll be right.
Ending with the races. You know, on a Sunday, that's not a great idea, Ben.
Yeah, Sunday's
going
to be a rough day.
You'll be right. You'll
Uber
be right.
Uber Eats and Netflix on Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
For you.
Let's get into your questions, man. Number one today, Ben, what does CC mean in CC cream?
CC mean in CC cream.
Yeah.
Crevice cream.
Great guess.
That is correct. Oh, no, it's not. Sorry.
Color correcting. Question number two. A Bondi Boost blowout brush combines a hairbrush and which electrical item?
The hairdryer?
Yeah, good job, man.
Well done.
One on the board. Question number three. Multiple choice coming at you. Miami Glow is a perfume by who? Is it A, Jennifer Aniston, B, Cardi B, or C, Jennifer Lopez?
What's it called again? Bondi.
Miami Glow.
Oh, Miami Glow.
Same, but different, I guess, really. Yeah.
Yes. C
is correct. Oh. J-Lo, boom, 2 out of 3.
Jeez.
Best player all week, Benny. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Nice.
That's the line.
Smashing it.
All right, let's go to Nicole from Cameron Park. Aged care worker, has a jewellery shopping addiction, loves a spicy mug, her go-to karaoke song is Raining Men. Now, do you buy your jewellery from TVSM by any chance?
No, I've been buying it online lately.
What's the go-to jewellery shop online?
Shield.
Never heard of that before.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh.
Great jewelry.
I might have to join you in that addiction. That sounds really, really good. All right, let's get into your questions. Question one, what would you use a ViewPro T-Blade support for?
Sorry, what was that again?
What would you use a ViewPro T-Blade support for?
Oh, God.
Nah, holding up your glass, pool fence panels or balcony panels. Yes, everyone was going to get that, Creeper.
Yeah, so any kind of T-blade support. That's what you use it for.
Okay, you need this one to stay in the game. What is the main advantage of a wafer head screw? The main advantage of one, yeah.
Okay, that screws in real well and stuff.
I can't really understand.
I think she said screwed in really tight, which is
that means,
guys,
lads
win.
Lads win.
Lads.
You are now tied.
Wrong one.
We can go to a tiebreaker if you like.
I'll be right.
You're going to Raging Waters, Benny. Family pass coming at you, mate.
Well
congratulations.
Done. Yeah, that's all part of New FM's 105 Days of Summer, kicking it off with Raging Water passes. What a great way to start things, right?
Thanks, guys.
No worries,
You're
man.
You're very welcome. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. Guys, up next, I want to talk about this incredible story that hit my socials. Now, when you're a pilot, right, apparently they have sort of this in-house messaging system that they can communicate with, like, the flight deck and obviously the other pilots and also the flight attendants.
Yeah.
So they can see what's going on in the plane. And you know what it's like. You get, like, a long-haul flight, especially economy class. So much drama goes on in the back. I found possibly the world's best story ever. You will not believe what this one passenger was doing on this plane. Like, think of the wildest thing ever and then, like, times it by 10.
Flights
I've got details.
And people are getting weird.
The Novos.
Great story out of the US of A right now, guys. Now, Delta Airlines, right, I guess it's our equivalent to Jetstar, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a cheap budget airline. And as you said before, Crevo, so many people are flying again now, crisscrossing the country. This one story's come out of this one flight in particular. This pilot has noticed that a passenger was doing something very untoward. Now, I had no idea that you could, like, take pets on flights over there. So you can take your small dogs, your cats. Some people have been even taking like birds, Meg, for you, geese, ducks, guinea pigs.
It's all because they're still allowing their like emotional support animals. So some have been banned because they were people were taking like turkeys and all sorts of insane stuff for the when the loophole opened.
Well, they have very particular rules about like how they're meant to be stored for the entire flight. They're meant to be in a cage at your feet and they can't leave. Well, this one customer in particular is sitting there enjoying the flight, as you do, you know, flying somewhere over mid-America right now, and the pilot notices on the camera that she is breastfeeding her cat.
Now, what? You might be thinking, which direction is the milk going? You know, when you say breastfeeding a cat, is she suckling on the cat, or is the cat suckling on her?
So they have this little in-house messaging system that's been like leaked the screenshot of what the pilot was in like telling the staff when he noticed this. I want to read it to you now. He says, "Passenger in 13A is breastfeeding a cat and will not put cat back in its carrier when flight attendant requested." Oh, my God. Can you imagine? So these guys are like communicating with the ground, with each other. What?
The only thing I can think of, if she's willing to do that on a plane in front of a lot of other people, what other cooked stuff is she getting up to off the plane?
Well, that's a great question too.
Also, the first thing that comes to mind, right, is her poor nipples.
The teeth.
So the milk is going from her to the cat.
To the cat.
That's Crevo. The direction.
Of course she is.
Well, I don't know. The whole thing is ridiculous.
What do you think she's breastfeeding from the cat?
I don't know.
Who knows? She's that cooked. You never know.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Neither have I.
That is a phrase I've never heard in my entire life. I'm breastfeeding a cat.
How weird. So there was no other explanation as to what was going
on? No other explanation.
Did they run out of milk on the plane? Is that the issue?
Well, look, maybe she just likes cat milk.
You'd think that
the other way around. I don't even know.
You're confused. You'd think that she would bring a little bottle for it if it was a young cat, perhaps. That would possibly
you
be...
You sent me this story. Is this some sort of stitch-up?
Not real deal, man.
I don't believe it.
Well,
people... who's pulling the cat out and letting it breastfeed?
It's America, Maddie. There's some weird stuff goes on. They're probably from from Florida.
Yeah.
There's some sort of sick element to this. Well, of course there is. But shut up, Prima. I go back to her poor nipples.
Yeah.
Those teeth are sharp.
Well, you've got a young,
very
feisty
sharp
cat at the moment that's bit... Has it bitten you before?
Of course. And very sharp teeth.
Does it leave like a little scar or an injury?
Yes.
Draws blood?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's all I can think about.
Oh, well, there you go, guys.
She's
anyway,
got
thanks
a piercing.
For that. Great story. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Crevo.
Maddie, Meg, and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
All right, so guys, a little bit of a dilemma to get your help with. So, with my buy, swap, sell stuff that I do a little bit on the side of, I've got this, been having some help to take photos of all the items to put them up online. And it's just a new part of the process for me. Probably about four months ago, had a lady start to help take photos. But in the last 2 months, she's gotten way too busy with her other jobs and businesses and stuff.
Don't you love, Meg, how he plays it down? down as if it's not like making him more cash than the job does.
Oh,
here.
Come on,
it's not, not at that level.
As if
all they come out for like 2 hours and help me take photos to like help. Just it's very busy, right? Yeah. So anyway, the lady I had before, she was awesome, but she's just gotten too busy with her other jobs. Like after things have changed with COVID, they've been giving her heaps more shifts and stuff, so she can't come on a lot of the days. I got this new lady to help out. She's been awesome the last 2 months.
What's her name?
Julie.
Right, so we had Sky before, now Julie.
Julie, yeah, she's probably in her 50s, and she is so good. She is, like, an excellent worker, picks things up really quickly, very helpful.
I mean, how hard can it be, though? I mean, she's taking pictures of random items.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look, I'm happy. I'm really happy with how she's doing, right? So I was talking about this yesterday, and Maddie threw the question out. Hey, it's Christmas time. Are you going to throw her a Christmas bonus?
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know. It's only been 2 months. She only started 2 months ago, if that. Okay. Maybe it's like 7 weeks.
Would you describe yourself, first of all, then we'll share our opinions. Yeah. Do you think that you're a tight ass in life? I'll rephrase. Frugal.
Look, I don't mind spending
counting
money on
dollars and cents.
I like spending money on things that are good value for money. I don't mind spending money if I think that's worth it.
Okay.
Like, I will look at a shirt, say, and think, you know what? There's good stitching in that, good material. Oh, I don't mind spending cash on that.
Like, I'll wear that on a regular basis.
Yeah,
therefore.
It's a good quality thing. I'll spend $150 if I think it's good.
I don't mind
spending. That's my vibe. If it's good, I'll spend the money. That's where I sit.
Well, I did ask, are you giving her a bonus?
Yeah.
And I didn't think that you would. I don't think it's really necessary, to be honest.
She's only
worked there for 2 months, right? So my opinion on this whole matter is...
Yeah.
Right, so you know when somebody new starts at work, for example...
Yep.
You're not going to give them, like, a birthday gift after 2 months of them being here. But, like, I mean, you will if, I guess, you've known them for, like, years.
Or next year. You know, when she's contributed all year... Then I'll be like, sweet. But I was thinking, oh, no. But then, Meg, you were saying, hey, it's Christmas. Yeah. Do the right thing, dude.
And you said that she is a very hard worker. You want to, you know, encourage that into the future.
That is true.
To prove that she is like an essential part of your business.
All right. 13:10:09. Do I give her a Christmas bonus, say, $100?
Yeah.
Are you Team Maddie, it's too early? Or are you Team Meg, yes? That's where we what
weird.
We need.
I feel like I'd be offended by that. Like, I'm not like a charity case kind of thing.
You're not going to say no to $100 for doing your job.
Okay, look, this is the debate. Everyone that gets on the air on 13:10:09 in the draw for our prize of the week, you and your mates off to the TAB Dominion dinner and drinks package all involved.
Yeah.
You want to get these.
Worth $840.
The Novos.
Prevo. Gee, thanks. Just
Well, not even sure what to do with this. Looking for your help, whether I should pay Julie a Christmas bonus. I just thought maybe $100, but I'm not sure because she's only started 2 months ago. And look, next year, certainly. But the first year, like the first 2 months, I don't know. Team Maddie, it's too early. Or Team Meg, pay the damn bonus, Crevo.
You said she was a great worker. Just reward her.
Okay, no. So I don't think you're at cash in an envelope stage with her yet. What I think it is a nice bottle of wine. Hey, thanks for coming on board, helping me out. I really appreciate the work you do. $30, happy days. I think that's where it should be.
Okay, all right. Well, this is the debate. Let's go to the phones.
It's been a hard year. Cash is king. Let's go to Jenny. Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Doing really well. Should he pay this Christmas bonus after 2 months, Jenny?
I think he's just been a great one. Can't really hear you. Sorry, Jenny.
We'll come back to you, maybe.
Yeah. Peter, good morning.
How are you?
Good, Peter. Do you think that Crevo should be paying Julie a Christmas bonus or too soon?
I think he should put on like a little bread and a couple of drinks.
Next time she comes over to take some photos and both can benefit from it.
Nothing like cracking a beer at work.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, a nice, yeah, like glass of wine, beer, maybe some snacks, a bit of, you know, a meal. That's a great idea. All right, that's a simpler idea and a bit cheaper as well, which I'm not against.
Jenny's back. Jenny, hello.
Hello, sorry about that.
Oh, that's better.
Much better.
You're back on planet Earth. What do you think Crevo should do, Jenny?
I think Crevo's backed himself into a corner. He just said on radio that he would pay the money if he thinks it's worth it.
Oh, God, righto.
The question is, thanks for your call, Jenny. The question is, of course, Skye, your original worker, she's done a lot of hard work for you this year.
Yeah.
What did she get?
Well, that's a good question.
Nothing.
I haven't even thought about that because she hasn't been able to come for ages.
Yeah, but she's done more work than Julie.
Probably.
Has she, though? You said she was doing it for the first 2 months. She came on board for 4 months.
Actually, you know what? You're right. It's probably about the same, and I haven't been able to get her because she's always too busy doing her other stuff.
You're going to have to give Skye
something.
A bonus as well.
Oh, my God. God, it's very difficult.
Is she still on the books?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, you can't discriminate there.
That's
that's favoritism.
That's
in
absolutely
the workplace.
Right. And that's no not good. Allowed. Oh my God, maybe I have to go with Peter's idea and have a
Put
couple of beers
on.
And then they all come around and job's done.
Have Julie and Skye met?
No.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
You know what? I think they'd get on. They're sort of similar.
Ripping each other's hair. No. A couple of drinks involved. You know what it's like.
Christmas parties. Always a drama.
Dishing all the secrets on the boss.
Well,
that's what happens at a Christmas party.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. I've got my work cut out for me figuring that out.
Yeah. Hey, up next, we are playing Beat the Meat. It's like our Beat the Bomb style game where you can win sausages thanks to Singos. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. 13:10:09 if you want to play. Basically, the rule is don't get greedy and just yell stop. When you've got enough, we'll play next.
The Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
First day of summer means summer barbecues. We haven't done them for a long time. And get your ass summer barbecue stocked up with sausages, Beat the Meat.
What did you say, get your ass on the barbecue?
What?
I misheard.
We are playing Beat the Meat right now. Basically, our Beat the Bomb style game where just don't get greedy. Yell stop before the sausages explode and you could win a stack load of sausages thanks to Singos.
I'm not sure what you win for this game.
No, you should.
Yeah. Oh, sausages.
I can go through the instructions again if you like.
Let's go to Brian in Aberglasson this morning playing for the sausages. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Going well, Brian. What's on for your Wednesday?
Oh, mate, I'm just at work doing a bit of paperwork and then outside.
What do you do for a living, Brian?
I'm a yard supervisor.
The yard supervisor. So are, in other words, the shovel leaner.
Just across the road from you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you at the cemetery?
Yeah, not in the cemetery, but near it.
Oh, it's morbid, isn't it, working so close to so many dead people?
I think Brian finds the whole thing quite funny.
Hey, let's do this, Brian. You know how it works. Remember, don't get too greedy. Yell out stop before the sausages explode.
One sausage.
No worries.
Two sausages. Four sausages. 14 sausages. 18 sausages.
Oh no!
One more.
Oh, Brian.
One too many, Brian.
Yeah, exactly.
You get nothing. Oh well.
Sorry, Brian.
That's all good.
Hey, thanks, man.
Anyway.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
That's good to meet.
Brian.
Good to meet someone who
Cross
works
the road.
At the cemetery. I've never met anyone who works there before.
Do you know what? It would be an interesting job, I think.
For sure.
Yeah. Just reading all the different headstones and stuff.
Yeah.
Very nosy. It's a great job if you're a Colleen Smart, nosy neighbour. It really is.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos.
Maddie.
And I'll pull your head back and I'll force feed you, Devin.
with Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win. Maddie, Megan, Creepo. What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
Guys, just over 3 weeks until Christmas, which is fantastic. We have such an incredible prize up for grabs. We are giving away $1,000 worth of toys to one very lucky and deserving family. You can nominate yourself or someone you know at newfm.com.au, but this will basically sort Chrissy for the kids this year.
Game changer, and a lot of people have been nominating others, which just does show the spirit of this community is in the right place.
Absolutely. That's right. Coming up next, guys, great entry from a mum that's doing it tough at the moment that could really use this prize for Chrissy. We'll meet her next. And a big shout out to Casey's Toys, Charlestown and Maitland, the biggest selection and best advice. We'll meet her next.
The Novos.
Casey's Toys, Charlestown and Maitland. Biggest selection, best advice. Win a $1,000 toy shopping spree and make this the best Christmas ever.
Yeah, we've teamed up with Casey's Toys for this incredible prize. We are going to make one family's Christmas this year because we've got $1,000 worth of toys to give away. You don't have to worry about that. No stress at all.
Game changer, right?
Absolute unforgettable Christmas.
That's
knowing
true.
Knowing you've got this coming, you're not stressing about anything. It'd just be amazing.
Yeah, the kids waking up on Christmas morning, that you know, they're occupied all day.
Absolutely.
There's only one downside, though. You've got to wrap everything. That's the only
answer. Santa
can sort that.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. You can still nominate newfm.com.au. A few days left on this, guys, so get involved.
So we are meeting Ashley from Thornton this morning. How are you, Ashley?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Doing really well. So you haven't really nominated yourself. You've nominated your six-year-old son. Tell us what's going on at the moment.
Well, I nominated my son because of the massive bills that have just been hit with.
Yeah.
My poor little man has to have his tonsils out on Monday.
Oh, sweetheart.
Yeah, he's been really sick this year.
Yeah.
And it's pretty urgent, so we couldn't wait on the public system. We had to go private.
Yep.
So what does something like that set you back?
That one's going to be about 2.4.
Oh
my gosh.
That's not cheap.
That's all your savings, like, easily, or a big chunk of them just wiped out in one unexpected bill, isn't it?
Yeah. I also, I just bought a new car.
Yep.
Privately during lockdown.
Yeah.
And turns out I bought a bit of a lemon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that one just set me back another 2.2.
Oh, my God, Ashley.
Jeez.
Yeah,
so what would this mean to you getting $1,000 worth of toys?
Well, I was just going to have a really quiet Christmas. I've told everyone I can't buy them anything this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just to be able to give my son a nice day.
No, that's so cute.
Especially after going through surgery right before Christmas.
What's his name, Ashley?
It's Edison.
What a great name.
I love that name.
Yeah.
Very, a future genius there. I love that.
Well, Ashley, we're going to put you in the final drawer, okay?
Thanks, guys.
No worries.
You are more than welcome.
Wow. That's what life is like, though, isn't it?
The surgery goes well.
Have you guys had your tonsils out before?
No. Josh did, though, and he said
incredibly painful
it
is.
Yeah.
Hell.
But, like I said, a couple of days left on this newfm.com.au, announcing the winner on Monday's show.
Very exciting.
That is exciting. Its own little Christmas, I guess.
Yep.
Look, next we're talking about the royal tour that is happening this weekend. Very excited.
I'm very excited for this.
Costumes, of course, big part of it. We all have to dress up in our royal regalia. I'm sure there'll be photos kicking around on our Facebook page come the weekend. I decided to go out yesterday to do a bit of costume shopping, and things went awfully wrong from the start. It was not a success. We'll talk more about it next.
All right. Novos.
105.3 UFM. Maddie, Megan, Crevo's Royal Tour.
Yeah, we're all excited about Saturday, off to do that, and I thought, you know what? today's the day, this is yesterday afternoon, to get my costume sorted. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm not going to just go buy one in a pack that looks a bit tacky. I'll sort of piece one together with bits and pieces I can organize and create some unique, like, sort of king royal kind of costume. So off on my journey, I started with a tip from Meg, actually, who found this really cool crown on Facebook Marketplace. And I'd messaged them. It was sort of those kind of velvety ones with the trim and the jewels and everything.
Red in colour.
Very regal looking. Yeah, red sort of vibe. And I thought, this is perfect. So I messaged the lady and she goes, yeah, it's available. I'm in Katara. So I set off towards Katara and I get to Katara. I'm probably like three streets away on the address and a message pops up and I notice that it's from her. So I pull over and open it up. She goes, I've just been rummaging through the costume box. I can't find the crown. I think my daughter must have sold it yesterday.
Oh.
Fail number one. I was like, oh, fine, righto. Look, I'll find a crown elsewhere, but, you know, I'm already starting to be a little bit annoyed because I've driven all the way to Katara
and
to start
really
with.
You really wanted that crown.
It was so good. It's, like, quite unique.
I love communication.
Yeah. Anyway, so the next thing I do, I decide to go over to Hot Dollar at Waratah Village because I know they have quite a lot of costume stuff and a lot of sort of crafting stuff. I thought, there might be something we can get in there. So I get there with 15 minutes to spare before they close. So it was just 5:15. They're supposed to shut 5:30.
Yeah.
And just as I arrive, the massive storm hits. But I'm like, I can't sit in the car and wait this out because they're going to close in 15 minutes. So
there you are, hobbling along, running as fast as you can,
as fast as I can through that car park in Waratah Village, which has no coverings at all,
nothing.
And I'm running up towards Hot Dollar. I'm totally soaked. I've got my phone out, ready to like check in. They've closed early.
Oh,
fail number two. They were just shut. Lights were off. They'd gone home real early because they obviously saw the storm coming and went, no one's going to shop here. We're going home early, Mark Day. So I was like, right, I'll traipse over to Kmart. Maybe I can score some stuff there. I thought, you know what? There'll probably be a crown in the kids section or something. So I go over to Kmart, walk all the way around because it's pouring. You can't, like, cut across. I go in there and I go to, like, the kids' dress-up section trying to find the crown.
I'm going
to
preempt it.
Yeah. There was a kid's tiara that would have only fit around my wrist, emblazoned with clear blue gemstones that looked like a little princess from Frozen.
Yeah, when you said you were going to Kmart to look for stuff, I thought, no, they're not going to have anything for you. And do you know what? Just going back to the Facebook Marketplace story, I reckon one of the people coming on the royal tour probably purchased the hat.
Oh, if you see that on Saturday. Oh,
I'll be fuming. Then I thought, you know what? The final thing I might be able to score at Kmart is like a cape. So I walked around looking for like a Christmassy type thing and all I could find was
a bed sheet.
No, I got like a Christmas themed tablecloth. So all I've ended up with this whole thing is a Christmas themed tablecloth and no other costume items at all.
You're not wearing that, are you?
No, probably not.
Don't wear a Christmas tablecloth. Are you kidding me?
It's sort of velvety and red. It's kind of good. I think it would be quite good, actually. If I can, like, zhuzh it up a bit.
It's not Christmas themed.
I know that.
Do you think back in the 1500s, they were wearing, like, Christmas print capes?
Probably not.
No.
So, total failure yesterday.
I'll give you a gold star for trying.
God, yeah, I ran around
pulling
a lot.
Those out again.
Absolutely not.
7:30, guys. Do you know what? I need to get mine as well. Yeah. I'll leave mine till Friday, though. You know what it's like.
Yeah, I know you.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie. Meg. And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
I have to tell you, growing up in Houseau in Toronto, it was an experience. You never got to experience this particular experience, my friends. You were missing out. So, as you might know, I'm auditioning for the TV show Houseau. So I had to talk to my family the other day and reach back into the memory bank and find some stories that are classic like Boldo, Toronto, Howzo, and I've remembered one, the bingo debacle.
See, you tell us these stories off air, and we're always like, Meg, you've got to tell that on air. This is great.
You don't know this one, I don't think.
No,
actually.
I'm excited.
I was telling Crevo about it yesterday. He's like, you need to get this one on. So, calling it the bingo debacle. And we'll get into it next.
So, story number two in the series, Tales of Toronto.
The Novos.
Yes, we are getting into Tales of Toronto. So, these are the stories that happened to me when I was growing up in Toronto. Technically Bolton Point, but we'll go with Toronto just because it sounds better. So, this one in particular is called the Bingo Debacle.
Okay, so set the scene for us. What happened?
So, there was this main bingo hall in Boolaroo, right near Glendale, right? So, the thing is, my family, we like cheap entertainment. If you can go and spend 4 hours at the bingo hall for $4, Mum was all about it. Anyway, as kids, we were not allowed to interrupt bingo night under any circumstances.
Okay.
Didn't matter what was going on, didn't matter what was happening.
Well, let's get in our time machine and go back for number two, yes. Tales of Toronto.
Now, this was... Thank you. This is probably 1996, 1997, and I think bingo night was Thursday night. Mum would get the 5:30 bus from Bolton Point into Boolaroo to go to bingo night.
Okay.
Didn't matter what we were doing, weren't allowed to interrupt. So when we grew up in Bolton Point, we spent a lot of time outside on our bikes, going around the lake, all that kind of stuff.
Active kids.
Yeah. And my sister, I don't know what she was doing. She was probably trying to show off on her mountain bike, riding around Bay Road on Bolton Point. She's fallen off the bike, right?
Yeah.
Come home and said to Mum, look, I've really hurt my arm, Mum. It's really sore. Mum's like, no, it's not gushing with blood.
There's
no bone sticking out. You're fine. She's like, no, Mum, it really hurts. She goes, look, if it's that bad, when I get home from bingo, we'll go and have a look at it.
In four hours.
Right? So, anyway, Mum's gotten on the bus to go to bingo. See you later. I'm pretty sure we had chicken noodle soup for dinner because we could cook that ourselves because Mum wasn't cooking dinner because the...
That was bingo night.
She missed the bus to bingo. She cooked us dinner.
You can't miss the bus.
So, unfortunately, that night, I'm pretty sure Mum didn't win anything on bingo. Very sad night for us. She comes home. And
what was the typical prize she would come home with if she did win and had a lucky day?
I think it was like the most you win is like a $20 Coles gift card.
Ah, right.
Okay.
Or a voucher, not even a gift card back in 1997. She's come home and my sister's still like, I've had Panadol, Mum. I'm still in pain. And she's like, oh. All right. Now, we didn't have a car at this point. So she's had to call my nan and said, look, can we go up to the hospital? She's like, okay, we'll go up to the hospital. Turns out my sister, who had fallen off her bike 7 hours prior, actually fractured her arm.
Oh, my God. So your mum's off playing bingo.
So my mum's at Boolaroo Bingo Hall.
Not winning any Coles gift cards.
Not winning any Coles gift cards. Telling us, look, if it's not broken and it's not blood gushing out of your arm, it's not that important.
Wow. Like, did she have to get like a full cast
and everything?
She had to get a full
cast or everything like that, but turns out the bingo is more important than the fractured arm. Look, I'm not... My mum wasn't neglectful. I'm putting it out there.
No, of course.
But let's face it, kids, we over-exaggerate things.
Over-dramatise stuff when you're a kid. You can't help it. It's just the way you are, right?
To be fair, I think a lot of us were always looking for an excuse for us to go to bingo, not realising it was Mum's way to get away from us.
Right. So she's like, it doesn't matter, hell or high water, you're staying home.
We were not invited.
Well, there we go. Tale 2 in Tales of Toronto. Back to reality. Oh, yeah.
The bingo debacle.
So if your kids are saying, look, my arm's sore, don't go to bingo.
Listen to them.
I love that. Guys, we are playing Smash for Cash up next. $800 it's worth today. All you've got to do is identify what Meg has smashed with her big old hammer. That's the sound. Mm. If you think you know what it is, call us now. 1310-09.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, let's roll these good vibes into the first day of summer, guys. $800 cash. All you have to do is tell us what this sound is.
Yeah, that's right. It's time to meet our contestant. Her name's Sharon. She's from Fletcher, a receptionist, and has family living with her. Her household has gone from 2 to 7. Oh, my God. Believes in ghosts and spirits and recently went on a hot air balloon and was scared because of the heights. Jackson said, watch out for the power lines, though, and she's awkwardly finding that funny, I guess. How you doing this morning, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
Very well. Now, are you going to ride on a hot air balloon again?
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, it was unreal.
Okay. Yeah. You're not scared of the power lines like Jackson said?
Nah.
All good. Live life on the edge, right?
Yeah, that's right. You only live once.
That's so true. All right, for $800, you could probably ride on a hot air balloon. We only have one question for you, though. What has been smashed, Sharon?
Oh, is it a salt or pepper grinder?
Oh. Nah, sorry, Sharon.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, Shaz.
Sorry about that.
Lives to fight. For the rest of the show, though, guys.
I know. Another chance at it before 9 o'clock. Has Sharon done a cheeky double guess there, by the way?
A salt or pepper shaker? Mm. I feel like we'd accept either one, to be honest.
Yeah. All right, all right.
We have to judge each guess.
There's not much difference between both.
By its merits.
Imagine if it was salt grinder got guessed.
Oh, my gosh.
People would be filthy if it was pepper grinder.
Absolutely.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Guys, as I've said on the show, my housemate, Lizzie, who works here, is going back to Perth tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss her, but I did some interviews and I have a new housemate.
Very exciting.
We're dubbing him on this show the Termite Guy.
Yeah.
Now, he loves it. Apparently, all of his friends are paying him out and have now changed his name in all of his group chats to the Termite Guy.
Well, he does that termite pest control stuff, right?
Yeah. Anyway, he's moving in next week and I want to put something to you, right? In the whole interview process, you try and be like a chill, fun type guy. Like,
of course.
You want somebody to like want to move in, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, been chatting to him like this week and like the end of last week, and he's sort of, you know, trying to add stuff to the house. He actually said to me, hey, I'm going to get a big new TV and some killer speakers.
Ah.
Now,
right.
On the surface, you think, oh, how good.
Watching movies, you know, in crystal clear surround sound.
What I have discovered, though, is he loves his sound. Like, loves it. Loves loud music. Like, he's got so many different, like, subwoofers and, like, portable speakers that
come in
just
on a
blow
cart?
The windows out. Oh. You know, if you turn it up, it's just the end of all glass in the apartment.
Yeah. Wine glass is shattering in the cupboard.
I think I've oversold my fun vibe, though, too much. Because he's mentioned a few times that he, you know, wants to turn it up. He's like, man, these speakers will blow the roof off. And I'm starting to get a little bit worried because I've had a pretty good relationship with my neighbours this whole time.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I haven't been, as much as I make out I am, I'm not like this big party guy on the weekend at home. Like, I never play loud music.
Usually more at the pub than at home, right?
At the pub, yeah.
To be fair, when I've rocked up, you normally play it on one of those tiny little portable speakers.
The UE Boom.
Yeah.
Like, that's the limit of the speakers in my house.
Fits in your pocket.
Anyway, I don't know how to tell him. Because I don't want to, like, ruin the vibe, but I don't want him to bring all of his speakers.
Tough one.
I want to ask your advice. Okay. Am I a killjoy, or should I just embrace it, bring the speakers in, and go, oh, you know, like, have a fun time? He just messaged me, actually.
Oh, really? This is fun. All right, I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to say...
Yeah, am I a killjoy?
You're being a killjoy. Don't get between a man and his audio equipment. Some guys just absolutely love it.
What about you, Meg?
I would say just be careful. Like, you don't live in an apartment, Creepo. You don't know the intricate, like, they'll complain about, your neighbours will complain about absolutely anything in an apartment.
God, like,
we got in trouble the other day because we decided to wash our balcony.
What?
So, listen, right, like, there's only, like, one or two Karens in the building.
Yeah.
Not too many. I think everyone's pretty chill.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, within reason, I don't want to be the boring guy that's like, turn the music down.
All right, you 80-year-old man.
All right, 13-10-09, we're opening the lines. Advice, and I guess your opinion, am I a killjoy if I tell termite guy, don't bring his speakers?
I think you are.
The Novos.
And we're talking my new housemate, right? So he moves in next week. My old housemate's back to Perth tomorrow. But he loves his audio equipment, loves his speakers. And the more I'm chatting to him, the more I'm starting to realise that he is going to raise the roof. And I'm a little bit worried about my neighbours. I know I shouldn't be. I don't want to. I used to be that fun guy. It was me. I would turn the speakers up and get the real estate calling me 20 times a week, but I've changed my ways.
You got a cat and you settled down. That's what happened.
Now, look, I don't want to tell him not to bring the speakers, but I don't want to... I think I'm going to have to tell him, you got to turn it down, termite guy.
Okay, right. So that's the debate. Are you... You know, I think you're being a bit of a killjoy. Some men love audio equipment. Get around it.
So do I. Like, look at the job we do.
Yeah.
You know?
You've got to respect your neighbours. When you live in an apartment, it's a bit different.
Okay. Absolutely. This is the debate. Let's get to the phones.
Let's go to Gabby. Hello.
Morning, guys.
Hey,
morning.
Gab.
Is Maddie being a bit of a killjoy here?
I would wait and see just how bad it is when he actually moves in.
How bad? Optimistic Gabby strikes again.
Yeah.
Have you had experiences with this stuff in the past, Gabby?
I've had a couple of housemates that really didn't respect personal boundaries. One of them set up a cosmetic tattoo studio in our living room.
Oh, that sounds fun. Sounds fun to somebody that's not living with that person.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Gabby.
So wait and see approach. Wait and see. All right. Next is Shaz. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Shaz. Now tell us, do you think Maddie's being a killjoy?
Maddie, I think you like acting like a 50-year-old. Like, come on.
A 6-year-old or a 60-year-old? 60.
60-year-old.
Oh, Dan.
Like, come on. You know, he knows he's moving into an apartment. Surely he's not a tool.
Exactly. So guys can have big speakers. They don't have to blast them all the time.
But look, if you've got really big speakers, you're going to use the really big speakers.
you didn't buy them for show.
Exactly.
You want to feel the vibrations.
Yeah. Paris, hey.
Hey, morning.
Hey, am I being a killjoy here, or should I just roll with it and chill the F out?
As a person who loves loud music, I sympathise with your roommate, but yeah. You are in a flat.
You're in apartments, right? So you've got to keep that in mind.
You've got to keep that in mind, so I'd agree with you, Maddie.
No, thanks, Paris.
Have you got any advice on how to bring this up?
Get your carpet and put it on the wall.
Soundproof his room? It's an institution. Okay. Now, look, we've listened to the advice of the people. It's time now to talk to Termite Guy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're doing good.
Good to finally meet you. I've heard so many things about you. And we finally get to have you on the show. How are you doing, first of all?
Not too bad, just in between jobs at the moment.
Killing lots of termites. Look, Cal, look. This is how I do things, right? You've got to be honest. I can't run from it on air. You can't have the music, like, super loud.
Maybe sort of loud?
Like, okay, first of all, let's, like, get to know each other a bit more. What kind of music do you like?
Oh, anything from Johnny Cash. Playing David Bowie all the way through to...
Oh, you're not going to be playing Johnny Cash loud, are you? I think we're a couple of old alcoholics. Johnny Cash.
Maddie's so worried about what other people think. I reckon. I think, Cal, you should be living your best life. You know, you're young and you've got some great speakers. Blast them if you need to. Obviously, there's like legal rules about what time you turn off, but you'll respect them, won't you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's right. So,
try not to disrespect the neighbours too much.
I was going
to
say, how are you going to deal with it then if the neighbours turn around and go, it's too loud?
Just have to turn it down, I get it.
Okay, so you're not going to go against the neighbours?
Well,
he says no now, but I'm getting from this comment, maybe he will. I think I have to chill out. Look at me. I'm such a big softie. Play the music, Cal. Put it up.
Give Maddie control over the playlist a couple of times to make him happy.
Yeah, that's...
There you go. There's a compromise.
Well, I hope you like Metallica.
I hate Metallica. That's okay. Hey, look, it's all good. You can play the music. Just... when I'm away and you've got the house to yourself...
crank it as loud as you want. Deal with the real estate complaints later.
I'm not answering my phone till the new year anyway. So all good. Thanks, Cal. Enjoy, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Wow. There we go. Well, we met Termo. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're back down.
As I always do.
Hey, Termo guy seems like a nice guy. That's awesome.
True. Hey, he's lovely.
Reasonable, he's lovely. Right?
And he's buying a big TV. Who am I to stop? Who am I to stop that? You know?
Imagine how loud you can watch Star Wars.
Oh.
You had to go there.
Yeah, of course.
Anywhere it hurts.
No.
Huh? Anywhere it hurts.
What are you talking about? Star Wars is awesome.
I know, that's what I mean, though. You're trying to avoid the speakers. You're like, oh.
No, I'm overly paranoid. My neighbours can shove. They shove it.
Yeah.
Live your life. Live your life, girls.
Hey, what's the goss up next with Jackson?
Oh my god, I'm so distracted by everything that's happening. Let's talk about House of Gucci, the new Gaga movie, because apparently people aren't happy about it and they're calling it a massive flop. Meghan Markle as well, denying claims that she's a bully.
Oh,
so many people again. Said that about her, though, to be fair.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds.
All right, details next.
The Novos.
Cameron, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What's the reason?
Coronavirus! But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
Oh, Jackson, I beg of you, do not ruin House of Gucci for me.
Okay, I'll try not to.
I don't consider myself to be a particularly ethical person, but I am fair.
All right, so it's out in cinemas now. Everyone's been anticipating this because, of course, Gaga was so good in A Star Is Born.
That's
everyone's
right.
Like, oh, she's going to be amazing. They've spent so much money on it. It's got a huge cast as well. It's been called one of Hollywood's biggest mistakes.
Oh.
Also, too, the Gucci family have come out overnight, released a statement saying this is awfully painful for them to have to relive. They were never consulted or asked for permission to tell the story. So it's a bit of drama going on there as well. I want to see this on
the
weekend.
I didn't think it was out yet. I thought it was like after Christmas.
No, it's been released worldwide.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you know what? Too much hype at the beginning, to be honest. And Lady Gaga hasn't really had like a proven track record of great acting. Like,
that's right.
This happened to Madonna. Madonna had one great movie, but the rest of the films she's been in, she's been laughed at and they've been jokes. The only good movie she did was Evita.
Oh, I haven't seen that. But you know what? Marketing people, when they heard that this mashup was happening, would have been licking their lips because think about these two names. You've got Gaga and Gucci.
Yeah.
They would have been going, this is just a guaranteed success. And think about, like, if the film did well, maybe there'd be a clothing collaboration. Who knows? But, hey, if it's an absolute flop, it's actually going to be really bad for both of them, right?
Forgive me as well. It's out November 24th. In the States, not out till late December here.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got a little bit more time to wait here.
Yeah.
Did Jackson ruin it for you, Meg?
No.
Are you still going to watch it? We've all seen Sex and the City too.
You still
love that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I'm not going to ruin it for you. The movie will ruin it for you. Moving on to Meghan Markle, there's a new documentary coming out, apparently, that has her refuting claims in person that she bullied staff at the palace. Now, I don't know how true this is. The BBC are reporting that she sat down and done an actual proper interview with the people doing the documentary, and she's saying that she was shocked when people said they were psychologically traumatized by how she treated them, and that it's absolutely not true. Apparently, all guns blazing at the palace for another takedown.
This is interesting.
Just go away.
You'd think they're off living their private lives now. Why don't they just keep doing it?
Do you know privacy.
What I find so interesting? I was all for the royal, like, split when it first happened.
Yeah.
But once I seen Meghan Markle was best friends with Ellen and she left the palace to go and put an earpiece in and traumatise people at a, like, Bunnings-style shopping district... Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, well, so Ellen, I really don't watch Ellen.
Ellen puts an earpiece in Meghan Markle's ear and just tells her to do stupid stuff at the counter. To like 15-year-old girls.
Do you know what? That sounds like a really original idea that's never been done before.
But like, she left the palace for privacy.
Yeah.
And she's going and doing all of that and I'm like,
She's just proving that... That was the real reason she left. And I mean, so many people... like, got in trouble and cancelled because they dared to say that the split happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, that kind of speaks for itself, right?
Absolutely. I mean, to me, it just shows that the real reason she left is because she wanted to be a celebrity again. She was overshadowed by all those royals. And now, you know, she can finally do what she wanted it again, basically.
Control become the narrative on her terms.
Be a star, yeah.
How weird, though. Like, wouldn't you want to be so admired in a royal vision rather than just, like, a D-list Hollywooder? Because that's what she's going to become.
Yeah,
true.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like you have more power to do stuff as a royal.
To a degree. See, I did really like Meghan Markle for a while, but I think she was trying to channel the inner Diana, but it didn't really work for her. Because Diana was on a different level. She thought she might have the same fame and the same love for her that Diana has.
See, I thought the opposite. I thought that she did have the same love, not the same love, but when she came to Australia, people were obsessed with her.
But do you know what, though? And this is going to get, this sounds a little bit deep, but Diana loved. So in return, she was loved.
Yes.
I don't think Meghan Markle's out there loving the public.
Yeah.
You know, she wants the public to love her, but she's not, it's a one-way relationship. Princess Diana was a one-of-a-kind human being who'd really changed so many people's opinions on such important issues, and she done really life-changing work. What has Meghan done? Starred in Suits?
That's life-changing.
Well, yeah.
All she ever says is, God damn it.
She's not even... When you re-watch or watch parts of Suits, she's good in that, but she's not the main one of the great characters in it by any means.
Hey, we can't compare Suits to, you know, breaking down the stigma around HIV/AIDS.
They're not the same level.
No.
Absolutely not.
Also, too, Suits is like the local theatre of Hollywood, to be honest. Like, it's not groundbreaking TV.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Coming up after us, 105 minutes commercial free with producer Jackson. What's on the way, my man?
I love this. Fresh Sia. Sean Paul.
Very fun.
$50 if you can rap along with Sean Paul.
Give it a go. Skibbity bum 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 bum. Ed Sheeran's a little bit easier to sing along to.
Yes.
Much easier.
Yes, yes. I'm very excited for this as well. Avril Lavigne.
I'm so happy right now.
This was so good, this song. I think this was the peak of her career,
the
right?
The music video for this in particular, she's really trying to get into that pop star kind of vibe. And she does this, like, shimmy towards the camera with the boobs. She just looks uncomfortable watching, doesn't it? It's so strange.
Hey, you remembered it, though.
I did.
A memorable...
Did it make you feel uncomfortable?
More because she looks so uncomfortable.
No.
Like, I can shimmy the boobs because I've got the boobs, but she didn't have the boobs.
Oh, shots fired.
Oh, it was awkward.
There's beef between Meg and Avril. Who knew?
Thank you, Jackson.
She did have Derek
Appreciate
from Sum 41 at one point, so I was a very jealous girl.
Yeah, do you know what? Emo girls don't like each other, do they?
No, I love her now, go figure. I've matured.
It's like gays and lesbians. We look at each other from, you know, opposite sides of the room with those, like, shifty eyes, like, I see you. So it's the same with emo girls, fighting over the one guy with the globe shoes on and spaces in his ears.
Yeah. The dicky shirt.
Yeah, I see. Hey, guys, coming up next, we are talking Meg's audition for the TV show Howzo's. Now, we played you the audio yesterday. If you've forgotten or you didn't hear it, we'll play it next. But I believe we've got a bit of an update. So we'll catch up with Meg about Howzo's next big star after Delamitri. Kiss this thing goodbye. You'll kiss the radio show goodbye, Meg, if you make it on Howzo's. Imagine they give you like a full-on pass.
The Novos.
And we are talking Meg's Howzo's audition right now. I love this. Saw an ad in my socials. I don't know why it popped up in mine. Maybe they think I should as well, the interweb. Anyway, basically a casting call for extras for the new series of Howzo's coming up. Now, Meg, we put this to you yesterday. Yeah. You're very into the idea.
I
kind of debated whether or not to mention it because I was like, some people might get offended by it. But I thought, nah, I'll take the chance. You're definitely not offended.
No, absolutely. It was a bit weird, not going to lie. Trying to get rid of me to go to TV to say you're loud at the radio. But anyway, I'll let that slide.
Well, you filmed an audition tape.
I did.
Let's just replay it for those that didn't hear it yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
Hello? My name's Meg, and I might be a fancy radio star in Newcastle, but I am Howzo for life, baby. So I grew up in Howzo for like 15 years in Bolton Point, or we used to call Baldo Bra. Three sisters, dad off like pretty early on, so it was just us living in Howzo. Basically, I'm doing something. Anyway, yeah, so that was my de facto, by the way. So basically, grew up in Bolton Point, in housing commission for 15 years, went to Lake Macquarie High. So when you lived in Boulder, you either went to Toronto High or Lake Macquarie High, maybe St. Paul's, the fancy school, but who gives a f*** about them. Spent my 18th at Toronto Pub, or Toronto Workies, sorry, learning the tricks of the trade of how to pick the best wares, the gold machine, what happened to you, you know, if you got kicked out by the bands, you're picked out by the throat. Just threw you out. Could probably tell you the Centrelink music on hold music for the last 10 years because I've been in between jobs. But Howzo for life, baby.
There it is. I think a good job, Meg. Now, we've got a surprise for you on the phone right now. His longtime friend of the show. He's got a lot of expertise in this field. It's Benny the Bogan. Benny the Bogan, good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Benny. Hey.
It's been a while between beers. What's going on, Benny? I did see yesterday you were commenting all over Instagram on Meg's video. How do you think she went, first of all?
I got a laugh, so that's half the battle won.
Good.
There's a lot of similarities in there with me, too. She was on the other side of the lake. I lived in Windale, went to Gateshead High.
Kind of sports?
No, Gateshead, I get it right. Come
sorry. Too fancy turning into Hunter Sports High there.
Yeah. Now you can change the name, you won't change the school.
Oh, well, if we're going to go with that, I went to Warrigal High then.
Hey, Benny, have you got any advice for Meg? Because she's put the entry in. I know you did tag Paulie Fennick in this yesterday. He's yet to respond. But I think she's got a good chance, don't you?
Well, I did send the link for your video direct to one of the assistant producers as well. So.
Oi. Benny the Bogan is connected in the media world.
Yeah. All right, you're already in this world, Benny. Give me some tips.
Well, I've got to say, you've got to send the video because this is exactly how I started with them 8 years ago.
Oh, no way.
Exactly the same.
8 years ago.
They put a cast out for Bogan Hunters. Sent them a video. That's it. I've toured Australia with them and everything.
Oh, that's incredible. See, I did send the video to the email address, but I haven't got a response yet.
They know your name. They're waiting for it to pop up.
Ball is rolling. So tell me about your experience on there.
Oh, what can I say?
The safer radio parts.
That's more like it. You know, there's little things in there, like I got bottled by Shazza last year. How good is that?
Now that's funny.
That's awesome.
That is bucket list stuff for me. I'm just waiting for the day where Paulie thongs me.
Oh, that's your golden moment. That's your gold Logie moment right there.
Oh, yeah. Look, you got to go for it. You only get one chance in life at some stuff. You've got to grab it by both hands and just go nuts.
Yeah.
Now, Benny the Bogan, because Meg hasn't done any TV work, what tips do you have for around, you know, doing that sort of TV acting for Bogan work?
I never had any either till I went with them. But the main thing I learned is what you know now, over-exaggerate it to the buggery.
All right. Sounds good. I can do that.
Nuts. Like, when you're talking, you've got to go full of
tongue. You really got to put the Bogan accent on there, brah.
Oh, mate, look, I'm telling you, you're a bloody top shieler. You've got to have a go, eh?
Oh, this is sick.
Benny, this is good. Well, Meg, there is a really great piece of news today. Yeah. It's been sent to the assistant producer.
Let's hope they pass it on to the producer.
Benny the Bogan, I think she's going to do this. And I think she's better than an extras part. Maybe there's something for her bigger in the future.
Well, if she doesn't get into this, I can grab her for a few of my silly videos.
Yeah, there you go, Meg. There you go. We'll work together.
They'll always hold the list for the next project. There's something else coming too, but I can't say anything about that.
Oh, top secret.
Benny the Bogan with the exclusive.
I know, right there. Hey, Benny, thanks for joining us, man. You can check out Benny the Bogan on Facebook. Benny Bogan, the Fair Dinkum Aussie. Always fun to chat. Thanks, man.
Cheers, you legends. Keep it up.
See you, brother.
See ya.
Wow, Meg, that's some big-time stuff right there for you. Look at that.
Hopefully this time next week. We've got some more news.
Fingers crossed. Indeed. $800 is up for grabs, though, next with Smash for Cash. All you have to do is figure out what Meg smashed with a hammer. This is what it sounded like. If you think you know what it is, 131009, the money could be yours.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for Cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, very simple. All you have to do is figure out what got smashed with a big old hammer and got broken to pieces. Meg did it. Maddie and I, no idea. You got to figure it out with us.
All right, let's hear it.
$800 on the line if you can work this out.
Let's meet Jess from Raymond Terrace. She's a cleaner. Says winter. She's a winter person, so not keen on summer. Needs the cash to fix her car. Very excited that she got through. Well done, Jess.
Welcome, Jess.
So excited. Thank you so much, guys.
That's all right. What's wrong with the car?
Oh, my CV and my rack end on the left side. It shakes when it's like at 90K, so it's not safe to drive.
I'm not even going to pretend. I don't even know what that is.
That's an expensive fix, that.
Great if you live in Honeysuckle because you can't go over 30.
Yes, isn't it good?
Yeah, it'd be good. I live in work in Tea Garden, so up the
high. Oh, you need the fast car.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, $800 is up for grabs. What do you think we've smashed?
I think it's a tablespoon. From the kitchen drawer.
It's incorrect, Jess. Sorry.
Sorry, Jess.
Enjoy CV joint needs to be repaired for another day.
That's it. All the incorrect guesses are on ufm.com.au. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. 105 commercial free is up next, though.
I feel like this is up Meg's alley.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of which, it is my best friend's birthday today. Happy birthday. This is one of his favourite bands. So there you go. Happy birthday.
Did you put this song in the playlist?
Maybe.
Look at you go.
Yes.
Wait, what's your friend's name?
Tim.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that nice? I did that just for you, Tim. You're going to be happy about that. Walker Hayes and Fant.
Catchy.
Yeah, it's catchy. A Gaga as well.
Beautiful.
I love this. You can't beat it.
Very good.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. And don't forget, 105 days of summer. You can win all day right here at New FM. So do not miss it.